WordPress is one of the most popular online tools for creating and hosting blogs. According to their statistics, their users publish more than 42 million posts every month. Clearly, blogging remains a popular way for people to express their creativity and to share their opinions. On occasion on this program, I'd like to share with you some of the blogs I've been reading from people in Georgia and across the South. Carolyn Cook is a great way to start. Carolyn is one of Atlanta's best-known actresses. She founded the French Language Theater, Théâtre de Rêve, is a member of the Georgia Shakespeare Ensemble, and works regularly at theaters across metro Atlanta. She's the mother of a teenage daughter, has a husband in the sports broadcasting business, and also has an aging mother who's sliding into dementia. All of these threads of Carolyn Cook's life find their way into her blog, Lifelong Metamorphosis. Carolyn grew up in Dalton in the North Georgia Mountains. She now lives in metro Atlanta, not far from the assisted living home where her mother, June Sparks, lives today. Carolyn's experiences with her mom make up some of the most touching stories on her blog.
She loved music. When she cleaned the house, she would put on the Brandenburg Concertos and, you know, go around with her little feather duster and clean the house, which was not typical in Dalton. So I was raised with classical music always around me.
But and she also had a career as a chemist?
She had been a chemist. My brother would say that he was raised by a chemist. I was raised by a math professor. By the time I came along, she was primarily in teaching. She wasn't working in a lab.
How old is your mother now?
She's 88.
And when did you become aware that she was going into some kind of decline?
Well, it was more than 5 years ago, I know.
And when did you decide that writing about your mother and your adventures with your mother was something you really wanted to do?
I think what happened was I find sometimes something has to become art of some form.
To help you interpret it? I guess.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, you want to think of yourself as a really good person, but this is hard, and I don't always love it. I want to grow out of this. I want to create out of this. I want this not just to be her end, her ending, but to be a beginning.
So how long have you been writing Lifelong Metamorphosis?
I started it a little over a year ago, in the spring, probably May a year ago. And I started it when I was doing a production of Metamorphoses at Georgia Shakespeare. And I just really wanted to write about that show because that show was full of stories based on Ovid's Metamorphoses and these fantastic Greek myths that have just universal resonance. But I named it Lifelong Metamorphoses because what I was experiencing with my mother was just this process of change. And a new person was appearing before me. She was metamorphosing, not literally, not physically, but mentally. And I have also raised a daughter who's now 17. And this period of change of the teen years was also very present in my mind. And I thought, this is what my life is about right now. It's about change. It's about mother changing. It's about my daughter changing. Because the point where my mother moved to Atlanta and became a regular daily part of my life was the year that I turned 50 and my daughter turned 13.
Wow.
So it was a period of great change. And I thought, if I name this blog Lifelong Metamorphoses, then I open a door for myself to write about more than just this play, but to write about change as it continues in my life. So that's what I've done.
How does it feel when you sit and write, especially about the very personal things you reveal about your mother and what she's experiencing right now?
When I'm really able to take something that hurt or that frightened me and put it in words, when I feel like I'm really telling the truth, it's a release and a relief. Otherwise, I go around thinking blog thoughts while I do other things, you know, washing the dishes or taking a walk or whatever. And I kind of wait to a point where it seems to start to become something that wants to be written. And then I can sit down and just let my fingers move until it comes out.
Could I ask you to read from one of your blogs?
Sure.
You posted this on June 23rd, so mm-hmm. it's relatively new.
Mm-hmm. I took a walk with Mom last night on the little path behind her building. She made it around the circle 3 times and then needed to sit down, so we rested in a pair of rocking chairs tucked under the porch roof. There was a nice breeze from the ceiling fan above us. Mom said, "That breeze feels so good." I didn't point upward at the fan. I think she thought it was the wind, and that made me sad. I don't know why that should be the thing that made me sad after 2 visits and lots of interaction yesterday, but it did. She couldn't take in her surroundings enough to notice a ceiling fan. Or if she could, she forgot about the fan almost as soon as she noticed it. This isn't new. It's just a reminder that her cognitive skills are slipping away. I asked myself as I rocked, "What do you want, Carolyn? What do you want with her that you don't have?" My answer came fast and clear. I want a meaningful relationship with my mom. I want a relationship that's still growing, that feeds both of us, instead of draining me and barely sustaining her. She is receding, sliding deeper into her own reality. Today, she can't acknowledge the fan. One day, she won't acknowledge me.
How hard is it to put those words out there?
It's not hard. It's not hard to write them. It feels good to write them. It's hard to experience the things that lead to those thoughts. That's what's hard, but it's not hard to write them because writing is a pleasure. But the things that I write about, when they're hard like that, writing makes them easier, I guess, because I know I'm sharing them and I know that someone who's reading what I'm writing might have experienced the same thing and appreciate knowing that they're not alone.
It's not all sad.
Uh-uh.
It's important to point that out.
That's right.
You wrote a blog about a trip to a thrift store with your mother. And again, if you wouldn't mind, I'd love you to read just a little bit of it here, because I think it it describes the fun you could have with her at the same time you're watching and recognizing this is all a little crazy.
Right. This is one of our go-to activities. What's really precious to me right now is that she used to be able to say thrift store, but she's losing that word thrift. She says, "I want to go to the everything used store." So it's beautiful. I mean, this is something that happens in dementias. People will lose a word but they create a workaround. The brain is remarkable. I can't tell you how much I've learned about the brain. Okay. So we were having kind of a rough day. That's just the background. At the thrift store, she miraculously cheers up. She is delighted to find 4 hardback books that look interesting. She turns to the clothing section and unearths 2 sweaters for me to try on. I find 2 pairs of slacks for her. We trundle off to the dressing room. I have chosen this store specifically for its large dressing rooms with benches where Mom can sit down. We decide to buy the sweaters, but not the slacks. I know better than to argue with Mom when she wants to buy me something. We come out of the dressing room and discover a rack of used shoes. As I'm putting our purchases in the shopping cart, Mom takes off her tennis shoes and tries on a pair of brown leather flats that fit her perfectly. Hooray! One more goodie in the cart. She struggles to put her tennis shoes back on while standing. Red alert, falling hazard. And I suggest we sit down. There's a bench across from the shoes. Once seated, we're safe. She can put on shoes without losing her balance. What she can't do is stay focused with so many colorful things in front of her. So instead of getting ready to leave the store, she's trying on more and more shoes, sometimes the same pair over and over. I'm about to lose it when I spot high-quality leather tap shoes in my size. And whoosh, I'm down the rabbit hole with my crazy mother, tumbling into Wonderland, trying on tap shoes, and believing with all my heart that this time, surely, I will actually learn to tap. Is dementia contagious? We smile, we laugh. Somehow we manage to change back into our sensible shoes, pay for our treasures, and go to lunch. Which is delicious. Old-fashioned Southern Blue Plate specials at the Our Way Cafe. We eat what we can and box up the rest for my husband And I take her back to the assisted living.
What a wonderful day.
It was a great day.
Thank you for reading that. What do you think about the whole experience of blogging?
I don't want my blog to be so confessional that it's creepy or uncomfortable to read. But it really is personal. It's very personal. It's how is the world affecting me, and how am I able to share that in a way that resonates with other people?
Your blog does cover a lot of territory beyond writing about your mother.
It does.
People who come to your blog should know that you do talk about your life in the theater. You do talk about your family and other members of your family, your daughter and others.
Yeah, it's about a whole life. And that's the other thing, is that it's important to me that my life be a whole life, and that it not just be about my career or just be about being a good caregiver for my mom, or even a caregiving visitor, I guess is what I am. But yeah, you raise an interesting point about the blog being about a variety of things. This, I think, the most creative thing I do is building a life that contains all those different elements and keeping different elements in play, keeping acting and marriage and parenting and daughtering and music and friendship, etc., keeping all of those things in play, not letting any of them fall away or get squashed by other aspects of my life. And so my blog is intentionally diverse as well.
Old friends, old friends, sat on their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes.
Carolyn Cook is an Atlanta actress and the author of the blog Lifelong Metamorphoses. If you'd like to read more of her entries, go to gpb.org and click on Two Way Street. We'll have a link to Carolyn's blog site there. If you want to listen again to any of the stories you've heard today or share them with friends, you'll find them at gpb.org, Two Way Street. That's it for our show this week. I hope you'll come back next Saturday at 4 for another edition of Two Way Street. I'm Bill Nigut. Have a good week.
Can you imagine us years from today, sharing a park bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 17. Oh.